Coming up now from WNCW is this week's Friday Feature Interview of the Week. My name is Paul Foster. Our focus this week, the East Tennessee State University Bluegrass, Old Time, and Country Music Studies Program. And that brings us to their director, Dan Boner. Dan, good morning.
Hey, Paul, thank you for having me on WNCW today.
Well, Dan, we are certainly two of a kind. The music program there at East Tennessee State University, our format here at WNCW, from the old time bluegrass music and other things you're teaching and other genres we're playing, we certainly have so much in common. Dan, I'd like the conversation to begin by letting you tell us how the program began, and I'll kind of get the ball rolling and let you take it from there. I understand it was the early 1980s, and I know it was founded by one Jack Tottle.
He was a Rounder recording artist and actually gave Bela Fleck and Mark Schatz and Pat Enright their first professional jobs with a group called the Tasty Licks. Jack also had a best-selling mandolin instruction book during those days, and he moved to Southwest Virginia and found out about ETSU, and he went to the music department and asked them if they might be interested in having maybe a bluegrass band and a history of country music course and some guitar lessons and mandolin lessons. And the department chair, Richard Compton, at the time was very receptive, and so began the program. Although in those days, Jack did not have any grand scheme to turn it into what it's become. I think that just happened organically through time as students would come through the program and have success. You know, in those early days, people like Barry Bales just won a Grammy or was associated with a Grammy Award that Willie Nelson received just a few weeks ago. Played with Alison Krauss, Tim Stafford, Adam Steffi, Beth Stevens, Jennifer McCarter, and then, of course, one young man who went to Jack's office and said, "I'd like to learn how to play the guitar," and that turned out to be Kenny Chesney. The notoriety of the program spread, and eventually we began offering a minor in the music and then eventually a major in the music. And I also am pleased to announce that we have two minors that are starting this fall, minors in old time music and in Celtic music. So things are continuing to develop and grow here at ETSU.
Students truly are coming from all over the country to study, aren't they?
That's right, and from other countries as well. We did a report a couple years ago, and at that time, something like 8% of our majors were from out of the country, and approximately 68% of our students were from outside of Tennessee altogether, which is the highest percentage of any program at the entire university, including a school of pharmacy. Athletics does really well here. We have a storytelling program, and then everything else that you might expect at a undergraduate regional institution. But when you think of a program that has bluegrass music, I think a lot of folks instantly think of ETSU because we've been doing it so long.
How many student groups or bands does the program have these days?
Well, I would have to get the list and count, but we have somewhere in the neighborhood of 25 to 30 right now, and that would be bluegrass, old-time Celtic and country bands, and we even have a gospel group right now. Brandon Green has been kind of offering some new courses in gospel music. Dr. Lee Bidgood has offered a shape note singing course. Gospel music's part of our heritage as well, and or they're just wanting to take guitar lessons or banjo lessons with people like Wyatt Rice or Jerry Keys, Hunter Berry. Gosh, I think the last time I counted about 26 faculty and staff members who are teaching within our program.
On the Friday feature from WNCW, we're speaking with the director, Dan Boner, of the East Tennessee State University Bluegrass, Old Time, and Country Music Studies Program. Dan, on the professional, actually signed to a label list over the years, who are some of those artists that have roots that go back there to East Tennessee State?
Well, I mentioned a few minutes ago Tim Stafford, who plays with Blue Highway, Gary Holtman, who's the dobro player for Blue Highway. Both of them were at ETSU, of course, many years apart.
Another day just like the last. I can see my future living in the past. Same old chapter, different verse. Ain't no better, ain't no worse.
Sean Lane actually toured Russia with the ETSU band back in the 90s with Kenny Chesney when they first went to Russia back in 1990. Beth Stevens of the Stevens Sisters, Stevens Family, Jennifer McCarter, McCarter Sisters. They were signed on Warner Brothers back in those early days. And then through the years, North Carolina's own Josh Goforth, he and I were students at the same time together. We toured Japan with the ETSU Bluegrass Band back in 2001. A young lady who I travel with all the time, and that's my little side hustle musically, is playing guitar for the Becky Buller Band. Becky is one of our proud alumna.
Calamity Jane. Lordy, lordy woman, what you think you do? Ain't you got any shame? Calamity Jane.
She still does a lot to help support and recruit for our program. Beth Stevens, Hazy Chacho, Chris Truelson, who is with Bill and the Bells. Actually, all of the folks in Bill and the Bells, except for their bass player, they're all ETSU alums. You can go to a festival in your neck of the woods in North Carolina or Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, or in Arizona, and you'll find people on every festival, just about, sometimes as many as 15 or 20 of our alumni or current students or former students who are part of those shows. One other group would be the ETSU Navy Country Current that work out of Washington, D.C. and support the President of the United States and the Vice President.
All of you that are instructors, how does it feel to know you're passing on such a legacy of music history?
Oh, man, I mean, to begin with, we're all part of this music. We're all part of the history. You know, Paul, you and your station, you're a part of history there at WNCW. You're also part of the present. And those of us who love this music so much, it's like a calling. It's a main focus in our lives. And to be able to offer curriculum, serious curriculum, where students are studying the history of Bill Monroe and Flatten Scrugg.
I ain't gonna worry where you stay when you're out running around. I just think,
just think,
I just think,
just think,
just think.
Charlie Poole, and then also the current industry and how that they can make a living in the music now, or how they can participate in the music as non-professionals and contribute to the community aspect of our music. It really is very fulfilling.
Dan, if there's somebody out there listening this morning that would like to know more about the program, maybe they've got a son or daughter that is just musically talented and they'd like to look into East Tennessee State University, how could they do so?
They can visit us online at www.etsu.edu/bluegrass, where you can find out about our scholarships that we offer. We have endowed scholarships. We offer out-of-state scholarships. Any student from out-of-state can attend ETSU at the in-state rate with our Creative Arts Scholarship. We also want people to follow us on Facebook.
From the East Tennessee State University Bluegrass Old Time and Country Music Studies Program, the director, Dan Boner, thank you so much.
Thank you, Paul.
Friday features are also available as a podcast on our website, wncw.org. I'm Paul Foster.